Quinix Podcast Network. Podcasts for real people.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another installment of the 5-Minute Dinner Voyeur. That's DV5. And boy, is this an exciting one. I had the opportunity to try the restaurant that in a recent Chicago magazine issue said that if you haven't been there yet, you should probably just tell people you've been out of town for the last few months. So didn't want to have to play that fib on family and friends. So definitely needed to get over to Graham Elliott. And that's just exactly what I did a few weeks back, is went to Graham Elliott, highly anticipated restaurant that opened earlier this year. And, you know, reading a little bit about Graham Elliott, impressive credentials, the youngest 4-star chef in America, and the 2004 Food & Wine Best New Chef. So, you know, definitely some credentials to the name, so I was very anxious to see if the credentials also came a fun and fine dining experience. And one word that appears to seem to be coined by Chef Graham Elliott is bistronomic. And the definition, as he states, is juxtaposing 4-star cuisine with humor and accessibility. And so let's see some of my thoughts on that. So very nice space, exposed brick. And, you know, I'm getting a feel that that is a hot design concept, because a lot of the places that I've been to recently, both homes and restaurants for that matter, have this exposed brick. So I like it, actually. I think it's attractive, something hip yet nostalgic about that, about exposed brick. Anyways, nice big bar. I was a little early meeting my dinner partner, so I had a martini at the bar, straight kettle one, straight up with some blue cheese olives, and it was very tasty. Right when you go in, it's really a redesigned building, the inside, that is. In particular, it was, you know, meant for the restaurant's redesigns, but this also looked like some continued construction in the building. So sat down, and the menu and your meal, therefore, is divided into sections, if you will. Cold, hot, sea, and land. So being really excited about Graham Elliott, we decided to get at least one thing from each of those four categories. So from the cold section, we had the Caesar salad, the GE Caesar salad, which was gem lettuce, white anchovies, a Parmesan fluff, and a brioche Twinkie that served as the crouton for the salad. Then for the hot section, we actually did the baked potato bisque. I'm a huge fan of bisque, and it was just delicious. Wisconsin cheddar, some chive marshmallows, some panna cotta chips. Excellent, excellent. From the sea, we had the roasted monkfish Wellington, which had French lentils, some glazed carrots, melted leeks, and it was, again, just really, really delicious. I love beef Wellington. Never had anything else in the style of the Wellington, so this roasted monkfish was absolutely delicious. From the land, we had corned lamb Reuben. Again, I've had corned beef, but again, never had anything but your typical thing, corned, and this time it was the lamb, which had some spatzel and some sauerkraut and toasted rye and Thousand Island dressing. For dessert, we had two desserts, and again, all this food we split. We had a reconstructed Snickers bar, which was, it was actually really too rich. I mean, a bite into it, you couldn't really have, you know, much more. But everything you would, you know, think to have in a Snickers bar, the fudge tort, the nougat, the peanuts, the caramel, it was there. And the second dessert that we shared was the molten carrot cake, cream cheese, walnut brittle, rum raisins, and carrot essence. It was really delicious. So had a lot of good food. You know, one of the things that, again, the restaurant says it is, and is a hip, approachable atmosphere. And I'd have to agree, and it took me a while to think about that. When you think hip, sometimes you think hip is, you know, the latest, you know, which it is, but that you can't maybe go there if your interests aren't hip or trendy. But the second word is really key, approachable. It is absolutely a hip, approachable atmosphere. The servers are very casual, but hip. You know, some nice jeans, some nice cut shirts, both on the women and the men. So both the atmosphere of the restaurant, the way everyone is dressed, and even the food, again, very hip and very approachable. Approachable in the sense that it's things that you might have some point of reference for, like corned beef. You probably, no matter, you know, what your dining tastes are, or if you like to eat at sandwich shops or high-end restaurants, you know corned beef. Well, you could kind of relate your experiences in the past with that to maybe being interested in trying the corned lamb, as we had. So I really get that, very approachable in that sense. Running down the detailed rating, food was a 4, ambiance was a 4, service was a 3. Our server was very nice, very pleasant. Again, nothing wrong, nothing extraordinary either. Overall rating, I struggled with this a little bit between the 3 and the 4. And for that, I am going to give it an overall rating of 3.5 and no wow factor. But I think why I struggled with it is I want to go back. I think what I might have not necessarily had issue with per se, but just want, you know, there was really a lot going on. There, you know, a lot of new flavors, a lot of new tastes, kind of off of, again, things you might be somewhat familiar with. It was very good. It was a good experience. Again, as I said, not wowed, but as it stands now, overall rating of a 3.5. And that does it for Graham Elliott. And I would agree, put that on your list. I do not have a price breakdown, unfortunately. I forgot to grab that as my dinner guest had paid, so thank you very much. But, you know, recalling some of the prices, it was, you know, something that you would expect from, you know, dinner downtown, nothing extraordinarily expensive. Definitely worth the price you would pay for some of these new flavors. Would like to end with two notes for our listeners. One is, don't forget to email me at scott@dinnervoyeur.com. I recently got invited to a couple dinners that we'll be scheduling in the next couple months, and a couple different parties that are going to be catered, so I look forward to those. Also, on our homepage, on our site, on our sidebar, actually, you could find a listener survey. Thank you for those that have completed those, and please go ahead and give some of that feedback, complete that survey. We'd love to know about our listeners. And also, I ran this before. I'll run it again in this version, the five-minute version, that is. I ran it once before in the full-length podcast. Is the first person to send an email and a restaurant recommendation to scott@dinnervoyeur.com will get a $25 Let Us Entertain You gift certificate. So I look forward to seeing the recommendation and sending out that Let Us Entertain You gift certificate. So until next time, I'm your host, Scott T. Cocandy, and this is Dinner Voyeur.